When it's time for recounting the highlights of what I did on my summer vacation next month, Santa Rosa High School biology teacher Elaine Beechler has a tale that will be hard to top.
I just finished a six-day trip at sea on the RV Fulmar, which is a NOAA-funded ship. And we did a biological survey of the Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary and the Gulf of the Farallones.
As a teacher at sea, Beechler was one of just nine crew members on the 67-foot boat surveying the sea life in the two marine sanctuaries west of the Sonoma and Marin coastlines.
We were documenting numbers of mammals that we saw on the surface or, you know, close to the surface, and all of the birds. There was a group of people on the bridge in the front of the boat, two people that would spot mammals and one person that was an ornithologist. And then one person would record all the data. And they would just mark on the GPS where they start, and they would drive in the straight line, and any animal that could be sighted would be recorded. They'd also sight any marine debris, any large algae that they might have seen. We didn't see too much of either of those.
Other measurements focused on the seawater itself.
You'd stop the boat out in the sea, and it might be 10-foot swells, and you drop this device down called a CTD, and it goes down to the bottom of the ocean, comes back up, and it measures all the conductivity, the phytoplankton activity, temperature, depth, all kinds of stuff, and then that's recorded. And then you go a certain distance and you drop it down again, and that's how different details about the water are gathered.
One of a handful of teachers chosen for the NOAA program from over 250 applications nationwide, Beechler was briefed and trained in advance for the measuring and recording work. But there were still some surprises after she set sail.
I didn't expect the ocean to be so changeable. It was so changing and so different each day. I was just baffled by that. And I didn't expect the work to be so difficult. I mean, when the oceans are energized and it's bumpy out there and it's windy out there, the people are still holding their stations and they're still looking and finding every possible thing that they can. It's a real true dedication and love for the job.
Their first day out was a rough one with cold winds and 10-foot swells. Not an easy adjustment for a first-time sailor. But despite her seasickness, Beechler says that day also held the thrill of seeing a pod of several dozen blue whales passing by. And things got better.
After the first 2 days when I was pretty seasick, I was thinking, how could these people stand to do this? Because I could hardly stay alive on the boat. But after I got my sea legs, something switched in me, and I really felt bonded to the ocean and really felt that it was just the most dynamic, exciting place to be. And people that were manning the boat and then the people that were observing the animals, it was just this really cool, interesting, eclectic group of people that was just a blast to work with.
Elaine is still getting her land legs back after a couple of days back home and considering how she'll integrate what she learned from the trip into her lesson plans when school resumes. That'll come. For now, she's savoring the afterglow from a uniquely satisfying experience.
Yeah, it was out of this world. Really was.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.